Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of Ask Food Psych, our new bonus series for premium subscribers. Thank you guys so much for being among those subscribers. And if you know anyone else who would love to listen into this series, you can tell them to go to patreon.com/foodpsych and have them sign up there for a premium membership as well. So today's question comes from our loyal listener, Katie, who asks, what do you do when you're having a bad body image day? So this is such a common issue, whether you're recovering from an eating disorder or you've been dieting your whole life or you just garden variety don't like your body, which is where many of us fall in today's society. So I have a couple tips, like 6 tips to turn those days around that have really worked for me over the years. The first one is distract yourself. Don't let yourself dwell in these negative thoughts about your body. For God's sake, don't spend any more time in front of the mirror than you have to. Just get dressed, give yourself a scan to make sure your shirt's on correctly or whatever, and then get out of there. So don't spend a lot of time dwelling on how your body looks because you're already activated and triggered and you're already thinking negative thoughts. So doing anything to fuel that fire is just going to make it worse. So once you're away from the mirror, I would say try this tip number 2, which is think about how you're talking to yourself and ask yourself if that's how you would talk to your best friend or someone you really care about. So, you know, sometimes we have the tendency to hold ourselves to this impossible standard that we would never ask of anyone else, of, you know, the people we love and respect, right? So why should you treat yourself any differently than you would someone you really love? If your best friend came in and said, like, I'm having a really tough time, I feel like, you know, this part of my body looks bad or whatever, you wouldn't be like, oh yeah, it's terrible, you look so bad and you need to lose weight and this and that. Like, no, you would be very gentle with her or him, right? You would try to help them feel better about themselves. So, you know, mentioning like the good qualities that you see in the person or telling them that you think they're beautiful no matter what, you know, these are things you would do for a friend, right? So try to practice the same kind of compassion towards yourself, which I know can be difficult. But something that another practice that helps with that is actually a third thing that I have found so, so healing in many areas related to food and body image and eating, which is challenging the negative thoughts. So first, it kind of helps to catalog what the negative thoughts are saying to you, because sometimes they just are like the background noise in your head and you don't even realize what they're saying or what the fact that they're there at all. You just feel bad. So try to catch what those thoughts are actually saying to you. And do this, you know, again, away from the mirror at a time when you're a little more calm. Take a moment to write down what the negative thoughts are saying. And then in a separate column, do like 2 columns on a piece of paper, separate column, write back a counter argument to those negative thoughts. So, you know, if you say like, I'm so fat, nobody could possibly love me, for example, is like one of those negative thoughts you might realize you were having and didn't even know it. So what can you say in response to that? Like, that's crazy. Of course people can love me. Look at all the people who are my size and bigger in the world who have love and happiness in their life. Or I'm judging myself way too harshly right now. There's no evidence in my life whatsoever that my body size has any effect on how people treat me or love me or whatever, right? So just kind of like, you know, those rational things that you know to be true, practicing saying those back to the irrational thoughts that you've discovered are there. And I think this is really important for building that muscle memory, building those neural pathways in your brain for substituting a more rational thought for the irrational thoughts. And it won't come easily at first, and it might feel like it's not helping at all when you first start practicing it, but I promise you it's a practice and it actually will build that muscle memory or that, you know, neural pathway in your brain that will help you down the line actually come up with those positive thoughts in the first place. So you might not realize it, but every time you do this exercise, you're helping yourself build that strength in your brain. Another thing I would say is list several of your good qualities that have nothing to do with weight or food or body image. So make this very broad strokes because we don't want this to be another opportunity to feel worse about yourself, right? So, you know, instead of dwelling on like, am I really that smart or am I, you know, some of my friends would say I'm compassionate, but others would not, or I didn't treat, whatever. Like, just don't even go there. Just say the broad stroke things that you know to be true about yourself or that people have told you again and again. So, like, I'm really compassionate. I always try to do the right thing. I'm a hard worker, whatever. Like, your sort of core qualities that you know to be true. So try to list several of those things on a piece of paper or in your notes on your phone, whatever works for you. And then when you're feeling bad about your body, just try to keep looking back at that list. Try to keep remembering, like, this is true. This is who I am. Like, these qualities are much more representative of who I am as a person than my body is, you know? And so just redirecting yourself again and again to what really matters, because ultimately our bodies are just vehicles for getting us around in life, right? Try to go deeper and think about your deeper qualities that actually matter. And another thing, like a very practical tip I would say, is stay away from media that makes you feel worse about yourself. So when you're already vulnerable and having a bad body image day, the last thing you need is like fitness blogs or healthy living blogs or whatever, right? So try to stay off all that stuff. Unsubscribe. I'm a big fan of unfollowing and unsubscribing to things that are triggering. So unsubscribe from diet advice or anything that, you know, makes you feel bad about your body and your eating. And the last thing I will say that is probably one of the most important things I deal with in my work as a nutritionist is don't change your eating on the days that you have bad body image. Don't try to restrict yourself. Don't think that you have to eat quote unquote clean because you're having a bad body image day or whatever. Like, don't change your eating in response to the body image, because it's just giving more fuel to the fire, right? If you act differently when you are having bad body image, if you don't nourish yourself properly on those days, you're giving in to that voice in your head that's saying, my body isn't good enough and it needs to change. So eat what you need. Don't skimp on anything, right? Nourish yourself. If you're on a meal plan with a dietitian, eat your meal plan. Don't skimp. Don't make excuses, right? If you're eating intuitively, if you're practicing intuitive eating, try to notice how the voice in your head saying negative things about your body is drowning out your intuition, right? And try to come back to that intuition. When you have an eating disorder or disordered eating, there's like this committee in your brain that's like your intuition is there, but your negative body image and your eating disorder and like societal messages are also members of this committee, right? And so the goal is to silence the other members of the committee. And that happens with recovery, right? You start to like really turn down the volume on those other voices and just listen to your intuition. And it's a very magical thing when that happens. But, you know, that brings me to my last point about all this stuff, which is like, it will happen if you practice recovery. It will happen that you'll have a much better body image. Like, I have been working at this stuff for 5 or 7 years, and I can now say that I have very few days when I have negative body image, and the days I do have where I'm thinking anything bad about my body, I'm not derailed by them. I can just go about my life even if I have a negative thought about my body now and then. So that's amazing, right? Because that was not available to me at the start of this journey, but it has taken a very long time and a lot of work. So, you know that it's possible, that full recovery is possible, and that you can feel good about your body down the line, but maybe it's not going to happen right away, and that's okay. So don't beat yourself up that you're not feeling good about your body because you discovered body positivity a year ago. No, it's a very long-term practice. It takes years to undo because, you know, we've lived in a world where we've been steeped in body negativity for years, right? So it's going to take a long time of practicing the contrary to get out of that mindset. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's just maybe kind of a long tunnel, and that's okay. But I think it's so worth the practice, because loving your body and loving yourself, whatever your size, whatever your shape, is a really radical act. And if you can do this and model this for people in your life, like your kids and your friends and loved ones, that's going to go such a long way to making things better for them, right? To making it okay for them to love their bodies, for the next generation to love their bodies. You're going to be empowering people around you when you model body positivity. So again, this might take a while, but like every time you do it, you're putting some good out into the world. You're changing the world just a little bit. So keep up the practice. It really is a practice and not a destination, but I think over time you'll start to feel some relief from these negative body image days. So I hope that was helpful. If you guys have any questions for me, if you want to ask follow-ups to this or ask your own question for Ask Food Psych, please write to me. I'd love to hear from you. You can go to ChristyHarrison.com/ask. That's ChristyHarrison.com/ASK and submit a question and I'll put it in the queue for answering on the next Ask Food Psych episode. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll look forward to talking to you guys again in 2 weeks with our next Ask Food Psych episode. Meanwhile, next week, be on the lookout for another regular Food Psych interview episode. We got a great guest coming up for you, so check back in then. And meanwhile, I hope you guys have a great holiday.